USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate confirmation hearings for Brett Kavanaugh, the president's Supreme Court nominee, start today and are expected to run all week. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says he's not expecting it to change any Democrats' minds.
Well, I think you're hearing from a lot of people they can't find anything wrong with the qualifications of Kavanaugh, and so many Democrats have said even before he was nominated they were going to vote against anybody that was on that list.
Grassley, speaking there on Fox News, referring to a list that President Trump put out in 2016 of possible high court picks he'd make. Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to become a hurricane by later today when it comes on shore somewhere on the Alabama or Mississippi coast. It could dump a foot of rain in some places, and that could cause dangerous flash floods. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi-enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
President Trump warning Syria, Russia, and Iran not to attack the last major area of rebel control in Syria. Trump wrote on Twitter yesterday, Syria's president, quote, must not recklessly attack Idlib. That's a province in Syria. Trump also saying Russia and Iran are risking a grave humanitarian mistake if they take part in what's expected to be a bloody offensive. He was tweeting about something else as well, as we hear from Robin Walensky.
In a Labor Day tweet, President Trump rips Attorney General Jeff Sessions over his indictment of two Republicans. Trump saying two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins now in doubt because there's not enough time. Sarcastically, Trump writes, good job, Jeff.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at USA Radio.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Voters head to the polls in Massachusetts for primaries today as Republicans Jeff Deal, John Kingston, and Beth Lindstrom are facing off to challenge Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in the November election. Governor Charlie Baker is being challenged by Scott Lively for the Republican nomination, and Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey are running for the Democratic nomination for governor. A slowing price of crude oil, one of the factors for a decrease in the price of gasoline this week. John Clemens has the latest.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us a lot of the downturn in the national average can be attributed to price decreases in Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, where the prices dropped 6 to 8 cents a gallon. It was those three states that pushed the national average down.
The national average has fallen 1 penny in the last week to $2.83 per gallon today. That's down from $2.84 a week ago.
That is Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. I'm John Clemens.
And Nike chooses former San Francisco Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick as the face of its new Just Do It campaign. Kaepernick tweeting a photo of himself with the slogan, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Nike using it to celebrate the 30th anniversary of its Just Do It slogan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.